hear the term shape-shifting and you might think it's just the stuff of speculative fiction, but a new review of published scientific data from around the world's found many animals are changing the shape of their bodies to cope with rising temperatures, and that includes some Australian birds. Nick Grimm reports.
Its song might sound pretty enough, but straight from the mouth of Australia's red-rumped parrot comes a dire warning to all the inhabitants of this planet, humans included. And while the Gangang cockatoo's screech might often be compared to a rusty gate, from its beak too is a signal of how life is trying to adapt to a warming planet. In each case, the birds appear to have been gradually evolving the shape of their faces in response to a hotter environment, as researcher Sarah Riding from Deakin University explains.
So one of the more striking examples that we found are several species of Australian parrots. So, for example, Gangang cockatoos and red-rumped parrots, which are both found throughout big parts of Australia, and these have increased their beak size by around 4 to 10% since the late 1800s.
And it's not just Australian birds showing the impact of climate change. From bats in China getting bigger wings to North America's tiny mole-like creature, the shrew, which has started growing a longer tail, warm-blooded creatures are trying to beat the heat by increasing the size of body parts that help lower their internal temperature. Researchers from Deakin University, the Australian National University, and Brock University in Canada have collaborated on a review of previously published studies, finding all kinds of animals showing similar signs of adapting to increased heat.
So specifically, we've been looking at whether animals are increasing the size of their appendages. So for example, beaks for birds or ears and tails for mammals, and whether they've been increasing the surface area of these appendages as a way to deal with the increased temperatures that climate change are bringing.
But Sarah Riding doesn't want anyone to misinterpret their findings.
I think people might listen to this and think, oh, great, animals are responding or evolving to deal with climate change. That means that they won't be affected by climate change. And I just want to say that, no, that's not true. And that's not what the takeaway message should be from this. And we don't know really how this is affecting their survival and other aspects of their ecology.
Deakin University researcher Sarah Riding. Nick Grimm reporting there.